Dieu est vraiment dans 1,445 years after the hijra of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 28th day of March, 2,024 years after the era of Anabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Studies Association of Nigeria, University Zara Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 49th ayah of Surah Shura. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukine, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Ebiezare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تجري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم الله تبارك وتعالى after he had told us yesterday that Allah is the one who has sent this message, the Quran. وَمَا كَانَ الْبَشَرُ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا وَيُوحِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مَا يَشَاءُ Man himself, Allah will not send message to him except in these three formats. أَيْدَا إِلَّا وَحْيًا That is wahi of ilham. أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ or behind the curtain, or Yursala Rasulan, or to send a messenger that will give directly the inspiration. Then he's now telling us, telling the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, all these three were given to you. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ It is so, O Prophet, that we sent to you, inspired our inspiration to you, رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا The spirit, from our affairs. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ Before we sent this our spirit from our affairs to you, you did not know what is the book, nor did you know what is the Sharia. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا But we made it that it is light. نَهَدِي مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا that we is in guiding whoever we so wish out of our slaves. وَإِنَّكَ you, O Prophet, wallahi, that ahadi, you guide ila sirati mustaqim onto the path that is straight. Here, Allah told us in the verse before this verse that it is through three means that he will guide mankind. The three is wahai, first of all. Wahai is for Allah to send inspiration. If Allah is sending inspiration to a person, It will come normally through wahi ilhama or through dream. There is wahi that will come to bodies that are black bodies, bodies that are dense bodies. Like we are talking of the bees, Allah is sending them their instinct. This is wahi. In another place, Allah sent to Musa an ardihi. Faiza khifti alayhi. فَالْتِهِ بِبِيَنْ وَلَا تَخَافِ وَلَا تَذَنِ إِنَّا رَادُوهِ إِلَيْهِ وَجَائِلِهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He also sent wahi to the mother of Anil Musa. This wahi is wahi of ilham, that just continue, breastfeed your child, have no fear. But if you do have fear, then take it, your child, and go and put him inside the river, then we are going to return him back to you. Then there is wahi that comes through a dream, like Anil Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, inni ari fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tari. He was telling his son, ya bunay, oh my son, inni ari fil manami anni azbahuka, I saw in my dream as if I'm slaughtering you, fanzur madha tari. What do you see? All of us, this dream Allah has given it to us. The other ilham of wahi of ilham, Allah gives it to us. But this last one that he gives to only the first blasphemer, nobody has it. The second form of wahi that he said, aw min warai hijabin, is the kind of wahi that Allah sent to Anabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is talking and Anabi Musa is hearing. Wa kallama Allah Musa takliman. But Anabi Musa, Prophet Musa, is not seeing Allah, he's only hearing. He comes to our appointed place and Allah will talk to him. He will hear the voice, but he cannot see. This is min warai hijab. But for an angel to come directly and speak to the Prophet, this is what happened to our Prophet. Angel Gabriel came directly to him with wahi. Angel Gabriel is also coming. He comes sometimes like a human being, dressed in a human form. Because last night they were asking him, this year wahi, how do you receive it? He said, sometimes it comes like the ringing of a big bell. Ringing, said, that's the hardest for me. Sayyidah Aisha said, sometimes when such wahi comes to him, you see him in a very, in a cold winter. By the time the wahi has left him, his forehead will be running with sweat because of the strength of the wahi. If it's on a camel and such wahi comes to him, you find the camel quickly, you'll be crackling and coming down immediately. The camel will not be able to stand up again until after the wahi. Then the Prophet will leave the Prophet. So sometimes it comes like just as it comes to other people, I hear and I know what it has said. Sometimes Angel Gabriel himself come like a person. Normally he takes the form of Duhiyat al-Kalbi, one of the most handsome Sahaba of the Prophet. One day, Sayyidah Aisha said, oh Prophet, I just saw you talking to Duhiyat al-Kalbi. You saw him? He said, yes. It's not Duhiyat al-Kalbi, it's Angel Gabriel that came to me. Another time, the Prophet was sitting down in the midst of his companions, and they just saw a man that is very handsome, very black hair, very white dress, clean, nothing on him. And they were all surprised. This man just come in, clean. Where did he come from? He's a visitor. Which way did he take? And there is no dust on him. And he was asking the Prophet, what is Islam? What is Iman? What is Ihsan? When is the day of judgment? Or how, what are the ways, do we know it? And the Prophet was answering him all. After he has left, everybody was surprised. They looked for him again, they didn't see him. The Rasulullah said, Atadri man is sa'id? Do you know who is this one that was questioning all this while? They don't know. Fa'innahu Jibreel, ataykum ya'allamakum deenakum. It's Jibreel that came to teach you your religion. So sometimes inspiration comes through, Angel Gabriel will come like a person, but in his own real form, is only walakarrahu nazlatan ukhra inda sidratil muntaha indaha jannatul ma'wa izaksha sidratil ma'aksha ma zaqa al-basar wa ma taqa laqad ra'a min ayati rabbil kubra. But was Lazama saw angel Gabriel in his true form when he went on Isa and Miraj, in his true form. And the first time that he came, he also saw him in a form that was very difficult for him. The first time that he received the first surah from the prophet, from angel Gabriel, Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. So these are the different forms that wahai comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the three different forms. His first form comes to generally most people, you either dream or you have an instinct. But there is difference between wahai Rahman and wahai Shaitan. If the wahai is from Allah, when you see it, you are not in doubt of it. You are very clear. There's no doubt of it. If not, how can you say wahai ila Musa an ardihi ba idha khifti alayhi fa alkifil yamin wa la takhafi wa la takhzani. How can you say it, that somebody receives wahai, your child has been given back to, they are likely to come and carry him because they are taking all males and slaughtering them at the time of Pharaoh. Any lady that gives back to a male, usually they know that a lady is pregnant, they are monitoring. Usually she delivers, they just enter her. What did you deliver? They check. If it's a male, they slaughter. But here that they have to slaughter. And Allah is telling her, don't worry, breastfeed your child. But if you fear, go and put her inside the river. And don't fear. If it's not wahai, how can somebody take this? And her mind will be settled that she feared and she will. Another time, Allah explained it. وَلَكَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَىٰ أَنْ اكْذِبِي فِي الْيَمِّ فَاكْذِبِي فِي التَّابُوتِ فَلْيُلْقِهِ يَمِّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوٌّ لِّي وَعَدُوٌّ لَّهُ. That go and put him inside a small box. Take the box, put it in the river. Don't fear. I'm going to return him back to you. And her mind was calm on this. This is what happened. But if you receive anything from Allah, when your mind is calm, you have no problem. But from Wara'i Hijab, that's Ali Musa. He received this a lot. Like we said yesterday, to the extent that Ali Musa now requested Allah that, Rabbi, arini anzuri ilayk. Let me see you. It's not possible. This human being is carrying cannot see Allah, cannot talk to Allah. If the journey of Allah even come close to you, you are finished. فَانْظُرُ إِلَى الْجَبَلْ فَإِنْذَا إِسْتَكَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَصَوْفَ تَرَيْنِ. Look at the mountain. If it stays, after there is a tajalli on it, then you can see me. The tajalli on the mountain made him to fetch himself. Let alone if it was on him. So you can't see Allah. There is hijab between you and Allah. Angel Gabriel is the Ruhul Amin, is the one in charge of all the messages from Allah. And particularly, it's not all the angels that carry messages. They are only those in the last affair, Amin al-Malaikati. Allah have selected out of the angels who to represent the angels. And he has selected out of mankind who to represent mankind. This was from angel. They take visage and bring it to those with mankind. But angel Gabriel has never gone to anybody as many times as he has gone to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came to the Prophet 26,000 times during the 23-year period of prophethood. 26,000 times. This one is like just his friend, staying with him all the time. Because almost on every verse, he will come again. All the time he's coming. Within that 23 years. This is it. And that's why, again, when a mu'min, he has a dream, they said it's 1/46th of prophethood. If a mu'min, there's a hadith saying, if a mu'min has a dream, a good dream is 1/46th of prophethood. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was in Ramadan that the Quran came down. This wahayi that wakazalika awheena ilayka ruha min amrina. This ruh, which is the Quran, it came from amrina, because Allah has alam al-khalq and alam al-amr. From alam al-khalq is where we are from. From alam al-amr is where the Quran is from, where arwah is they are from. So all the arwah that is sent to the world, to each human being, to be in their body, is from alam al-arwah. It's from this arwah that Allah sent. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْهِنَا إِلَكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ أَنِّي الرُّوحُ كُلِّ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الرَّبِّ. Because the ruh is from alam al-arwah, whereas the creation is from alam al-khalq. So when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the Quran came in Ramadan, this was in Ramadan, but it stayed at the firmament. It stayed at the first firmament, it stayed there, it did not come down. Because it was there, the Prophet's body was already agitated, and he was always going to the cave. For the 6 months, that's how he was going to this cave, from Ramadan to Shawwal to Zulqida to Zulhajj to Muharram to Safar to Rabiul Awal. For the 6 months in Rabiul Awal, then Angel Gabriel on his own bad deal came directly to the Prophet and said, Ikra. So for these 6 months, the Prophet was dreaming. That's why he said, the beginning of my prophethood came as a dream. And when I see a dream, it's like very clear. It's like you see the daybreak. There is no doubt about it, what I see. So for that 6 months that he dreamt, 6 months in the 3 years is 1 hour of 60. It's 1 hour of 6. That's why when up to today, if a mu'min has a good dream, they said it's from Allah, and it's 1 over 6 of prophethood. So that's why Allah is telling the Prophet of Allah here, the Prophet should have patience. ذَلِكَ أَوْهَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابُ. Before I sent the book to you, you did not know the book. وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. I did not know Iman. Iman here is talking of Sharia, not Iman of faith. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. When the Prophet was making hijrah, some of them made hijrah and they were on the road to hijrah and they died. And when Qibla was changed from Baitul Maqdis to Mecca, some people were saying, what of those that prayed facing Baitul Maqdis and died and did not pray facing Kaaba? Allah said, that their work, وَمَكَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah will not make your iman to go to waste. That is Sharia. That's the work they did at that time. So what work that the Prophet will do to back up his faith, the Prophet did not do it before now. Because a person that is going to be a king, he's a child, he's still the same person. He will grow up, he's still the same person. He's an adult, and a teenager is the same person. He's an adult, he's the same person. He's now a strong man, he's the same person. And the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, his own tradition, he will allow people to grow up through the phase of, first of all, you are going to be put through and educated, tarbiyah. Then later on, you will see what life is all about. Allah will give you experience of strength, of kingdom. When you get to the age of 40, then you are sent as a messenger. Because at that age of 40, you are seeing those that are 60, you know who they are. Majority of people are below 40, you know who they are. You yourself, you are individual. So you find all the prophets, they are normally sent as prophets at the age of 40, except Jesus Christ was sent at the age of 30. And at the age of 33, Allah lifted him up. That's why you find leadership should actually be concentrated on that age bracket, because they are the ones that are in the middle of the ummah, of the nation at the time. So that's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like every other person, he went through childhood, then he went through the state where he saw what is kingdom. He has to get married. He is in need. He has to look for. He has to face challenges of being a trader. He has to face challenges of assisting, like everybody is assisting. At the age of 36, he participates in building the Kaaba. And finally, at the age of 40, Allah made him a prophet. So before that time, that this Sharia was brought, because Allah did not know Kitab, he did not know the Sharia. But Allah said, we made this book to be light, this Quran to be light. Nahadi bihi man nasha'u. And with it, we guide whoever we so wishes. Ila sirati mustaqim. Because, like we said the other day, the human being, you have two lights. You have the light, Zulmani, and you have Nurani that Allah has put. Your parents, when they want to give birth to you, they get married. If Allah ordains it, after they cohabit with their wives, they will give birth. When the lady is pregnant, you have 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. After 120 days, Allah will plant his own seed. Just like the way your father planted the seeds inside your mother. Nisa'ukum harsun lakum, fa'atu harsakum an nashitum. Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, he said, your wives are your fields that you till. Go to your field and plant the way you want. Which means we are planted. He is one that make you to grow on earth like plants grow. Then 120 days in the womb, which is now 4 months, is that not so? Then Allah would send an angel that will bring that rope from Alamul Arwah, which is your own rope, and it will, Allah himself will plant it inside that body that is also is now an animal. Before that, it's just a being, like every other animal. When they plant that, then it becomes a human being. Then you find out when this human being is growing, what was planted is more concentrated in the heart. So this heart will require something from that Alam al-Arwah to guide it to the cause that Allah has sent him to come and do in this world. And the only thing that can guide him is what comes from that Alam al-Arwah, which is this Quran. That's why Allah is telling him, كَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. It's the light that will come into that heart. But when a child comes up, Allah will give him a moratorium, a time for him to be trained, to get to be able to understand who he is. That's why whoever is carrying that training is very important. The Prophet Muhammad said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٌ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ أَبَوَيْهِ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ أَوْ يَهُودَانِهِ أَوْ يَنَصْرَانِهِ. All children are born on fitrah. Everything is clean. But somebody is one to focus it. If the parents focus them now, not to take the message of Allah, they will not know the message of Allah. So when this child is growing up, for the first 2 years, she's been breastfed. That 2 years, she will behave like every complete animal behaves. If he wants to urinate on himself, if he wants to pass visits on himself, if he immediately sees something he wants to eat, he just eats. If he doesn't find, he's looking for. That's crying. After 2 years, you take him from that, you wean him off, and you start giving him something. He will still want to be naked. A child of 4 years, if you bring him out, even in the public, naked and you're washing him, he wouldn't ask you why. Because he's still an animal. That part of him that is human has not yet started taking place. But after about 4 years, he's gently becoming, by the time he gets to 5, 6, if you are asking to be naked, you start seeing him refusing. At the age of 7, he will start to refuse. That age, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you are praying, hold him with you. By the time he gets to the age of 10, he is very sure that he's a human being. At that time, if he doesn't come to pray, then beat him on it. If he's a boy, don't make him to sleep in the same place with a woman. again. From the age of 7, you are supposed to now start training him to know the foundation of what he has brought him to life, which means he should go and learn Quran. But our people at that time say, okay, you take him to somebody else. Whoever you are taking your child to at the age of 7 should be more knowledgeable than you. If not, you have cheated the child. Don't go and take your child to go and be singing rubbish. We call it nursery school. Then at the age of 14, your child is supposed to have known the rudimentaries of what he has come to in this world, in theory. Then from the age of 14, if it's a lady, try to give her to somebody that will continue the training, because you will not be able to continue. She now knows she's a woman. She's more interested in her husband than you, the father or the mother. The man, be going anywhere with him. You know what they say, sahib hum bisabi'in. But by the time he's at the age of 21, he's complete. The terbiyah that a human being should give him is completed. Sheikh Ibrahim Yah said, this is kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. This is the first stage of man's life, of the one taught. 7, 7, 7, 21, yes. Then the next 7, 7, 7 will start. This next 7 now, he will now see that he is strong, very handsome, very powerful. If he wants to do anything, he easily does it. If he wants to stand up, he jumps. At this stage, let him go and look for what he's eating. He wants to marry, let him get married. He wants to build a house, he will look for what to build a house. He wants to buy a car, he thinks he's the one who can do it. He's not the one doing it. It's Allah that is giving him the energy. So he has to go back to Allah. Kul a'udhu birabbin nas, then malikin nas. Allah is the one that is the king, is the one that owns, not you. That's how he will be until at the age of about 40. That at that 40, he has now gotten the experience. He now knows that theory has to be backed up with practice. It's not the way theory is that everything will be. Sometimes he thought he can do with his energy. When he went, he failed. Some things he thought he cannot do, when he had faith in Allah, it came up. So by the time he's 40, 42 now, he has finished the other 7, 7, 7. 21 plus 21 is 42. At this age now, he can lead anywhere in the world. He has gotten experience. Since what energy is meant for, if he's having children, he has gotten his children. At this stage, the prime children he's supposed to have, he has gotten it. His parents are still alive. His children are now there. Then he will face Allah. Rabbi awzini ana shukura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu wa aslihli fi dhurriyyati. Because he sees his parents, he's praying for them. He sees his children, he's asking Allah to guide them in one prayer that Allah has given us. Then as he's doing that, then Allah will turn back and tell him, look at your parents, look at your children. Who among them is more useful to you? The respect you ask to give your parents, give. The care you ask to give your children, stand up and give it. You don't know who is among them is more useful to you. Aba'ukum wa abna'ukum la tadruna ayyuhum aqrab lakum naf'a. You are just a child, you couldn't stand up. Your parents brought you up to this stage. Now, when you are old, these children of yours that you are seeing are the ones who are going to take care of you. Then who is more useful to you? Is it the first rain that made the grain to grow, to germinate? Or is it the final rain that makes it to mature? If the first rain is not there, there will be no germination. If the final rain is not there, whatever germinated will be wasted. So if you don't train your children, you are wasting your own old age. Because when they are supposed to take care of you, they will not be in the position to take care of you. You'll be a waste. So it's at this stage, at the age of 40 now, that since you have finished, Allah will start taking your energy away. It's perfection of Allah. Each of these stages is perfection. There is no one that is not perfection with Allah. What you are supposed to use your beauty for, you have finished with it. Now what you should concentrate on is your heart, where this light is coming all this while. So you have to now pay attention on that nur that is in your heart. Try to understand the Quran very well. You are just following it, now you pay attention to it. You have to become one that is divinely oriented. That's why most of the awliya is at that age, they become big awliya. Because as at that stage, you now have left Malik al-Nas. You are now in Ilahi al-Nas. You are now Ilahiyu, one that is tending towards divinity. By the time you get to the age of 60, the Prophet is now calling to you. He said, Allah planted you. When you are 120 days in the womb of your mother, He's also going to harvest. And for my own ummah, the harvest has the ummati ma'abena sittina wa sabi'in wa qalil ma'ijalizu. The harvest of my ummah is between 60 and 70. Very few are going to pass it. What is Allah going to harvest? What He planted? When you plant beans, or you plant rice, or you plant wheat, when you come to harvest, you open it. If they are very, they mature very well and they are very big, you know their price is different. You are going to put them in a different place. The one that just mature normally, you make them and put them in a different place. The one that there was nothing inside, they did not, you just pack those ones and you burn them. So by the time they harvest a human being, they check the heart. What is inside there? There is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah is there. There is Marifa there. There is Shahada there. There is everything there, Kamil. This one is a simple servant of Allah. He is going to be close to Allah. Fi maq'ad sidqin inda malikin muqtadir ar-Rahman. That's where he's going to stay. This one, they harvested. He's just a Muslim, a Fajr also, who has committed sin. He doesn't know Allah very well. Okay, it's good. You go to paradise, but they have to go and clean it first, thoroughly. Then they harvest this one. There's nothing inside. No light, no, nothing. You just have to go and burn it. In this world, that's what you do. That's what Allah too will do. جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you are the one that will guide onto the straight path. What is this straight path? That's what we are always asking for. In Fatiha, we are making one declaration. We are using five names of Allah to praise Allah. We make one declaration. We ask for two requests. And Allah says, Prophet said, Allah said, Salah, I have divided it between me and my servant. He has half and I have half. The five names, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Rabb, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik. When you mention these five names in their realms, it takes you from where you are, and it will, you pass everywhere, including Arsh, including the Kursi, you'll be where Allah is. And then you make a declaration before God. What is the declaration? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah, this is my declaration. It's only you I'm worshipping. And I'm here to seek for one thing from you. What is it? I'm here to seek for your assistance. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. It's only you I'm seeking his assistance. What else do you want? Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Wa innaka latahdi ila sirati al-mustaqim. Allah, guide me to the straight path. This straight path is the path of minan nabiyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada wa salihin. All the prophets that came before, this is their path. None of them knows the path to Allah. Only the prophet knows the path to Allah. Nobody knows the path to Allah. But if you are with these people, they are with the prophet, then you have gotten the path that you are looking for. That is the correct path. Wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim.
صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تسير الأمور.
صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تسير الأمور. الله تبارك وتعالى is now saying, this path that is Sirat al-Mustaqim that the Prophet will guide to is Sirat Allah, is the path of Allah, which only the Prophet can take anybody to. Allazi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. This Allah that we are talking about, whatever is in firmament belongs to Him. Whatever is on this earth belongs to Him. Ala and for sure know this very well. إِلَى اللَّهِ تَسِيرُ الْأُمُورُ. Every affair finally goes back to him. You will see that people confuse things. Look at how Allah has made things one by one, one by one, one by one. Don't just sit down and say, Kitab or Sunnah, without understanding what is the meaning of Kitab or Sunnah. The Kitab that you are talking about is from who? Allah. But he just told you, وَمَا كَانَ الْبَشَرِ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَهَيَا أَمْنُ وَرَاهِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا شَاءَ. Allah said, وَهُوَ, he said, it's clear to us that our juggler means, why did he send the messenger to you? The work that the Prophet did when he was alive, nobody can do it. Nobody can even attempt it. That's why his work was divided between all his sahabas. He said, As-sahabi kan nujum bi ayhim ihtadaytum ihtadaytum. All of them take one, some of them take something, the other one did not take. So that's why you find the prophets that came before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all came to represent the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each of them came to represent the Prophet. Some of them are like kings, some of them are like servants, some of them are like mild people, some of them, each of them taking the kind of face the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has. The different aspects of the Prophet, you find it in each of them. And he combined all together. And he is the one. So let us be very careful. Allah, inna Allah shakirun alim. Allah is very grateful to people. If you do anything, Allah will recognize it. You know, in one place, Allah is saying, people that love me, people that love each other because of Allah, he said, on the day of judgment, you put pulpit of light for them to climb it. That even poets will be asking, who are these people? Enviously, he will be asking. So these people, in this world, they love each other because of Allah, not because of anything. In another place, he said, Al-Mutahab, he said, Wajabat Muhabbati, Al-Mutahab bi Nafiyya, Al-Mutahab Zawali Nafiyya, my love has become compulsory and imminent on these people that love each other because of me. And these people that visit each other because of me. And these people that sit together because of me. And these people that spend on each other because of me. That's why when Sheikh Ahmad Tijani was always encouraging Ziyara. Why are you visiting this person? Oh, is my brother in Tijaniya? Is he a tribe? No. Is he a relative? No. Are you a chosen partner? No. Nothing, just because we do wazifa together. I've not been seeing him. That's all. And in wazifa, what are you doing? We come together. What are you saying? La ilaha illallah. The people that come together, what brought you together? La ilaha illallah. What's the to you? La ilaha illallah. So that's how Allah is. He's very grateful. So that's why he made sure that anybody who has effort can put his effort in Islam and Allah will be grateful to him. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he explained it. He said, مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever establishes a good culture in this religion, not outside religion, in the religion, then he has the reward and the reward of those who follow him on the day of judgment. That's why we have the Quran. The Quran is from who? We are just hearing now. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. From عَالَمُ الْأَمْرِ. From عَالَمُ الْأَمْرِ. There is no letter. There is no word. There is no silence. There is no speech. There is no beginning. There is no end. But the Quran, we see that it has silence. It has speech. It has letter. It has word. It has sentence. It has beginning. It has end. Why? Because it has to be given clothes. If not, we'll not be able to take it. We'll not be able to understand it. How was it given clothes through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi We made it easy for people through your tongue. So the tongue of the Prophet made it easy for people. So with that dress, we can now take it and we understand it. And we can behold it and we can follow it. But when the Quran, the Prophet was now left now, Allah has put people that are in charge of the Quran. The Prophet himself, his characters, Allah has put people that are in charge of the characters. That Allah himself, that the Quran is discussing, the names of Allah, the attributes of Allah, the work of Allah is beyond anybody. So that, again, Allah is in charge. So Allah put everybody in charge of. For the Quran, you find out that if you are reciting Quran, you can't say, I'm reciting the Quran of the Prophet. Where is it? Allah does not agree. You must respect those that made efforts and clean the Quran and put it up properly for you. Whose qira'ah? You have to say Warsh and Nabi, or Hafs and Asim, or you have to say Kalun, or you have to say Ibn Amir, or you have to make Kisa. You must mention one qira'ah. You can't just say, no, my Quran is from the Quran. How did you get it? So somebody cannot criticize his video. Why are you saying you are researching the Quran of Hafs, of Warsh? That is the beginning. That's the terbiyah. And when it comes to the practice, you have to go back to a malam that arranged the practice and clean it up and standardize it. Either Abu Hanifa, or Malik, or Ahmad bin Hanbal, or even some of them that we don't know their names, like Dawud Zahir and the rest, that are accepted by Allah and they were put in the world. If you say you're not following any, believe me, you are not a Muslim. You are wasting your time. It's just like you meet somebody somewhere in the US. You ask him, you look like a Nigerian. He says, yes, I'm a Nigerian. From which state? Nigeria. From which local government? Nigeria. From which town? Nigeria. What would you accept as a Nigerian? He's not a Nigerian. He's a Nigerian. He says, you're a Nigerian. From which state? Kogi state. From which town? Okene. From which state? Kaduna state. From which town? Zaria. In Zaria, where? Samaru. Samaru, where? ABU. If you now know this person is from that place. A Muslim must be able to say this where he's from. That's how Allah has made it. As a Muslim, this Quran you're reciting, this is the mazhab you're following. This is, if it comes to the character, you have to join mazhab with worship and hadith. In joining the mazhab and the hadith, you also have to say whose hadith. And all these ulama, they don't know sahabas. They never met any of sahabas. This Warsh, they have never met any sahabas. Hafs, they didn't meet any sahaba. Kisai, they didn't meet any sahaba. If you come to Buhari has never seen any sahabas. But you must say this hadith of the Prophet is reported by Buhari, or Muslim, or Nasa'i, or Abi Dawud, or Ibn Majah. You have to mention one of them. You can't just know it's the hadith of the Prophet. Me, I know it's the hadith of the Prophet. Who, where was this reported? Then when you come to the last stage of Islam, Ihsan, Ilahi, Ilahi Nas, it's only Zikr you're talking about now. It's only the heart that you are bothered now. This heart, who is in charge of it? Ahalu Zikr. Wakanu Ahakka Biha wa Ahalaha. They are the ones that are the family of that. And you will now be talking of people like Sayyidina Ali, Ibn Abi Talib. You are talking of people like Zakaria al-Asari. You are talking of people like Sheikh Ahmad al-Rufai. You are talking of people like Sheikh Abu Qadri Jilani, Abu Hassan al-Shazili, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani. These are the people you are talking about. These are the ones in charge. If you say you don't know them, then you are not at that level. You don't know it. If somebody tells you he knows the Quran very well and he doesn't know the reciter, then he doesn't yet know the Quran very well. So this is how it is. Allah knows that you are coming to him. Allah ila Allah tasir al-umur. All these affairs, each one by one, when you put them together, they are going to go back to Allah. And Allah will decide for you, is this the correct path? Well, if you say you don't want to follow any path, you just want to go to Allah straight, then you have taken away Surat al-Inna Anam Ta'alayhim away from the Fatiha. Because in your Fatiha, you have to explain. Allah has make you to explain. Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Allah guide me to the straight path. You have to explain what is the straight path. Say sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Who are these people? These are the prophets. Minas nabiyina wa siddiqina. These are people that are siddiq, that is sacred servants of Allah. Wa shuhada, these are people that died because of Allah. Wa salihin, these are righteous servants of Allah. You have to mention them. You can't say that you don't have anything to do with them. Then you are abtar. It means you have no forefather. You are like a bastard. Ala ila Allah tasir al-umur. All these affairs will finally go back to Allah. May Allah make us to go back to Allah on a straight path with all these with great servants of Allah, in the companies of sinless servants of Allah, in the company of the prophets, in the company of Siddiq, in the company of righteous servants of Allah. With this, we come to the end of this surah, Surah Ash-Shura, that admonished us, all of us, all our affairs, let's do it with consultation. All our affairs, let's have patience. Let's always have a guardian that guides us into where we are. Let's not take bad guidance. Let's take good guidance. Allah talked of wali, wali, wali in this surah plenty of times. Let's know that there is guidance. Islam is not just you come, you say you are a Muslim, that is all. No, you have to follow the path and follow it well. You cannot just come today and say, I'm a medical doctor. You have to go to a school, go to a primary school, secondary school, university, a college of medicine, have a teacher who teaches you, then they give you certificates. Everything has its own part. May Allah guide all of us.
Surah Az-Zukhruf, Makkiyatun wa hiya 86 aya. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والكتاب المبين
سورة الزخرف مكية وهي 89 آية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هميم والكتاب المبين This surah that we are entering is a 43rd surah of the Quran. It's called Surah Az-Zukhruf. Zukhruf means embellishment, gold, because it is mentioned in this particular surah that if Allah so wishes, He can give those that refuses to even worship Allah houses of gold in this world. It is nothing to Allah. So this surah has verse 89 verses and starts like this: Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hameen wal Kitab al Mubin. It starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Like we always say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is the signature of Allah. If you are going to do anything for Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then you have to start in the name of Allah. Anything you are going to start, your day, your work, your ablution, anything, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you say Bismillah, it has two meanings. You are doing this with the name of Allah, which means with your reliance on Allah. That is the meaning at an early stage. At a final stage, you will find out that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is nothing is for you. You are doing it for Allah. Bismillah, I'm starting in the name of Allah. Like when an army, a warrior is going to fight, he said, in the name of the king, which means this is the king that sent me. Whatever you are going to do, do it for Allah, don't do it for yourself. Even if you are going to eat, eat for Allah. Even if you are going to read, read for Allah. Even if you are going to marry, marry for Allah. Even if you are, whatever you are going to do. And if anything is for Allah, Allah's name, when you call that name Allah, what normally will follow is His name, Ar-Rahman. It has to come with mercy. It has to be beneficial to mankind. If it's not beneficial, then go and look. Is it the work of Allah? Then Ar-Rahim, it has to be have excessive mercy for whatever is very close. That's why always Allah will start with Bismillah Rahman Rahim, telling you that this particular surah that is revealing is for Allah. You too, take it that it is for Allah. and is full of rahma, is full of excessive rahma, then he mean, then these two letters, if it's not the Prophet that said it like this, nobody, no non-Arab, no Arab will have known how to pronounce it. They will have the heart, they will have to say Hammu or Hamma or Hammi or Humma. This is how they will call it. But the Prophet has come, he just said, He me. Each of it is on its own. He me. Allah Alam bin Murad bin Zalik. Allah best knows what he means by this. For some people said, some of the meaning of it is Hikmatul Muhammadi. It's wisdom, prophetic wisdom. This Quran teaches you prophetic wisdom that makes him to be close to Allah. Wal Kitab al Mubin. This book is a book that clarifies things clearly. After it clarifies for man sha'a falyu'min, man sha'a falyakfur. Whoever wishes, follow. Whoever does not wish, leave it. There's one of our brothers, Ahmad Bantefa, is a German. A very long time ago, I think around 79, he wrote a book, One Day with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In it, he detailed it. How we can spend one day with the Prophet. And took the Prophet from the time he stand up in the night. What does he do? Up to Salat Subuhi, what does he do? And after Salat Subuhi, what does he do? Up to the time of Salat Zuhur, what does he do? After Salat Zuhur, what does he do? Up to Salat Asr, what does he do? After Salat Asr, what does he do? Up to Salat Maghrib, what does he do? After that, up to Salat Isha, what does he do? And finally, he goes to sleep, what does he do? When does he sleep? And he was advising, he said, even if you're not a Muslim, he said, try. Do one day like that and see whether it's not better for you than the way you're living your life now. So this book is very clear, it's clarifying things, how it is, and the clarification himself, the Prophet is there with you.
Inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun.
Inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Allah Ta'ala is telling us now, this Quran, inna ja'alnahu, this kitab, this book, that is very, is explaining things clearly. Inna ja'alnahu, we have made this book, Quranan, to be a reading, Arabiyan, to be Arabic, la'allakum, so that ta'qilun, you may reason, and you may think, and you may reflect with your intellect. Here, there's a big statement here, that all of us must take cue from. Allah is telling us that He is swearing. Allah says He swears, He means, what Kitab al Mubin, that this book, He swears that this book is clear. It's a book that clarifies everything and it's from Allah. And He said, but we made it to be a reading. That is why the first thing, the first word that was said by Angel Gabriel to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Ikra, read. Quran is taken from the word Kara'a, to read. Ikra is the commanding verb, read. Quran, the reading, that is a reading. Which means if you are not reading the Quran, you don't believe it's Quran. If you're not reading Quran, you don't believe it's Quran. He sent through a prophet, Muhammad. What's Muhammad? The praiseworthy one. If you're not praising him, you don't believe that's his name. Because the name is an indication of what that thing is. So if Quran is reading, you understand the meaning, you don't understand the meaning, try to be reading the Quran. A day that passes and you do not read the Quran, count yourself that day you are dead. There was no life in you. Reading. Do you read from the book? Do you read up head? It's reading. But it's important for you to know that at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no single companion was reading with the Quran, with a book in front of him. But Allah says it's a book. And Allah put it together, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put it together, but no Sahaba except Sayyidina Usman, after he has put it together, and started reading, everybody saw him reading with Quran. And that Quran is as high as this. A single person cannot carry it now, because most of it is with a patches of leather. It's very heavy. So, if you find somebody who memorized Quran and is always reading the Quran, even if he does not understand it, you will find that Allah has blessed him with a light in him that is not easy, that people don't have. Allah will not deny him what he's eating if he stays where he is. All the miracles of the Quran will follow him wherever he is. Because this Quran, like he said, Ruhan min Amrina, is from where there is no dense body. It's from where it's only light that is there. So that will provide him whatever he wants. But Allah now said, Quranan Arabiyan is Arabic. Allah will not send a prophet to a people except with their language. Our own prophet, this is language, which is that is our language. You must prefer Arabic to your native tongue. You must prefer Arabic to this, your English that you are speaking, that you don't allow people to rest. You must prefer Arabic to all your scientific equations. You must prefer Arabic to any other language you have. And if you are in the university, try to understand Arabic. Minimum, the picking word. If it's one word in a day, it's a shame if you can't understand Arabic. Because today, all the students that are here, some of them, of recent in engineering here, were selected to go and do their degrees in China. The first 6 months, what were they doing? Chinese. Studying Chinese. And they had to understand it because of some bloody engineering. So if you take 6 months out of your life to understand Arabic so that you can read the Quran, so that you can reduce the veil between you and Allah, is it a fault? What is it? Every time you stand up with your vehicles, you rush, whoop, you are looking for money, you are looking for this, you are looking for that. I want this position, I want that position. That position is for what? We are seeing the oldest head of state is still in Nigeria, the one. He's not a head of state today, and so what? We are seeing past presidents, they are no more president, and so what? Allah sent a message to him. He said, it's Quran, it's a reading. Be reading it. He said, it's Arabic. Study Arabic. You have nobody has a reason for it. That's why I tell you, students, when you come, if you have never learned the Quran before you leave, minimum from Amma, that's one 30th of the Quran, know it before you leave. If you already know it offhand before you leave. Take just 10 minutes out every day, but just 10 minutes. Some of you, I see you every day, you run to the gymnasium, you are making exercises. If you are doing what Allah asks you to do, but you get more health than somebody doing exercises. Do your prayers the way you are asked to do your prayers is enough exercise for you. You are in the social center. Take 10 minutes out every day. I used to study Arabic. 10 minutes I used to read Quran. Just 20 minutes. Leave it like that. Try to stay in ABU. Be consistent. Because Allah does not want you to take work that you cannot do. Ahabul amal ilallahi adu'amuha wa inkalla. The work that Allah loves most is one that you do consistently, even if it is small. Take 20 minutes every day and try it. After 40 days, come and tell me where you are. Start with Fatiha. Understand how to recite Fatiha properly. Don't be in a hurry. Why are you in a hurry? Whatever you reach, wallahi, wallahi. Start studying the Quran. Don't be in a hurry. Even if you are only in Fatiha and you leave this world, tell me what will happen to you in your grave. Allah will send an angel and you will finish it before the day of judgment.
we are talking of Allah. But you are not studying. So what is there? But what you are doing because of Allah. That's why the person Allah said, niyat al-mu'min ablagh min amalihi. Your intention is more, is far-reaching, more far-reaching than your own work. If you read Quran too and you don't read it, Allah will take it away from you. But even if you don't understand it, you can't pronounce it well, be doing it, don't give up. A child that cannot walk, will he give up? He's still trying, be trying. 20 minutes every day, 10 minutes Arabic, 10 minutes Quran, 10 minutes Arabic, 10 minutes Quran. Do like that until you can know Quran. If you see people teaching hadith, listen, but Quran is more important. Allah said, do you know why I made it to be a reading? Allah said, do you know why I make it to be Arabic? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْكِلُونَ. So that you may reason, you may think, you may put your intellect to know, oh, can I understand this? By the time you understand Arabic, you know it's better than your language. You know it's better than English. You know why Allah sent that language and made the Prophet to be Arabic. And Ibrahim is not an Arab, and he's the grandfather of the Prophet. His own language is Ibrani. But the Jinomawa that settled in Makkah are the ones that are Arabs from Yemen. And that's where Ismaila was given back to. He assumed them and he assumed their language. This is the language of the wife that he married. And this and today is our language. So let us try to adopt Arabic as our principal language. Love Arabic because of the Prophet. Love the Quran because of Allah. It's a challenge I'm giving all of you. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make our time to be for Allah. May Allah make all our time to be for Allah. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz is asking, he said, Allahumma ijal ikhtiyarina fi ikhtiyarika. Wa la taj'al illa ilayka itrayina. Allah, make it that whenever we are choosing, let it be out of your own choice that we choose. Allah, let me be that whenever we are running for anything, it is unto you that we are running to. May Allah make all our running to be to Allah. May Allah forgive us our sins. This Ramadan, as we are in it, may Allah make us to complete it. May Allah accept it from us. May Allah accept it and make us to be able to see the letter al-Qadr and make us to have the letter al-Qadr. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as we are about to start the remaining one third, may it be that also before we leave this world, we are people that are simply servants of Allah. May Allah put us among the awliya, the special awliya of Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and the hereafter. May Allah forgive our parents. May He forgive our teachers. May Allah reward our sheikhs for us. May He reward the sahabas for us. The sick among us, may Allah give them health. The dead among us, may Allah forgive them. All those that, whatever we are looking for, those of us looking for food, may Allah give us. Looking for dresses, may Allah give us. Our houses, may Allah provide it for us. What we are going to write, may Allah give it to us. We are asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that He should strengthen this our country for us, strengthen our academy for us. All those assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those assisting Muslims, may Allah assist them. All those that are praying, may Allah accept their prayers. May Allah accept all those requested prayers from all of us. May Allah make us to leave this world with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanirrahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَةَ صَلَاةَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمِينَ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أبقى والخاتم لما سبق ناصر حق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر الجدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.